Welcome to Money Matters, the podcast that focuses on how to use the money you have, make the money you need, and save the money you want. Now, here is your host, Ms. Kim Chapman.
Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. I'm your host, Kim Chapman. The way I see it, if you hit the subscribe button, it's a win-win dynamic because this podcast connects you to industry experts that can bring transformative information that can really benefit your life. So let's go ahead and get to my quote for the day. Every student can learn, just not on the same day or the same way. Who am I talking to out there? In the past couple of years, students have really faced more challenges than ever in learning, simply because of all of the challenges we face with COVID. In person, virtual, at home, at school, quarantine. I mean, it really has taken a toll. So whether you have a student that's struggling to keep up with their lesson, or maybe you have a student that's always looking for opportunities to get ahead just to increase those college opportunities, because we know how expensive that can be. Does help exist outside the classroom? Well, my guests today are here to discuss tutoring resources available to students. So first, I want to introduce Ms. Megan Thomas with Homework Louisiana, and then we're going to talk to Ms. Julianne Watts with Mathnasium. Get ready, parents. We're going to talk about that new math. Welcome, ladies. Megan, tell us a little bit just about what Homework Louisiana is and what is your role with the company.
So Homework Louisiana is an online tutoring service that has in-person, meaning virtual one-on-one tutoring for students from K through college and adults education services as well. I'm actually with the State Library of Louisiana, and we're the ones who offer Homework Louisiana to all citizens of Louisiana free of charge.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Julianne, tell us a little bit about Mathnasium. I mean, the name tells us a little bit already.
You're right. So Mathnasium is a math learning center that's we're based out of California, and we've been teaching math. Just do one thing, do it well. We strive to help reach students where they are. So we just focus on that. But we do first grade up through high school math material. So anything through Algebra 2, things like that. So we help directly, you know, with their homework, but then we also help them, like, identify the areas that they're struggling in and help them keep up and catch up while they're working on schoolwork.
So before we dive into what each organization does specifically, let's talk a little bit. What type of impact have you seen COVID have on students? Have you seen really a decline, maybe no impact? What have you seen each at your organization?
For us, we saw huge spikes starting in 2020 that have kind of plateaued a little bit, but have continued today with using Homework Louisiana for all subjects, all ages. And it really became, honestly, a powerful tool after Hurricane Laura and Hurricane Ida in 2020 and 2021, respectively, because all those schools were shut down for weeks, but they were still getting homework. And virtual school, they had a hard time getting their servers up, but Homework Louisiana was there to continue to help kids with their homework packets and whatnot.
Awesome. So, what about with Mathnasium?
Well, for us, the organization, we're already shifting to a place of providing virtual, you know, over, like, face-to-face, like you said, Megan, interaction with students to teach them math. So we were already in that phase of moving into that when COVID hit. So when schools closed, we were already ready to launch. We were ready to go. So we were able to provide that live one-on-one instruction with our students in their home. And then since then, because we're still seeing these residual effects and students are still struggling to catch up for what they've missed, we still have to provide that service online or in person, whatever's better for them.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I think it's safe to say that probably every school, at least across Louisiana, has already started. They should at least have a good 2 to 3 weeks under the belt.
Right.
What's it looking like so far? Are your phones ringing already?
We've had several requests from parents and teachers alike asking for help for Homework Louisiana. Several of us from the State Library went out before schools started and did, like, teacher in services where we were promoting it and giving them materials to promote it to their parents during back to school nights and whatnot.
I mean, for us, our phones have been ringing a lot. I mean, we're open year round, so we're always available to help throughout the school as well as summer. But yes, recently our phones have been ringing more. I think as students are going through the new curriculums of this year and they're seeing where, you know, where those struggles might be, and parents are seeing that maybe there's these gaps that we didn't know were there, that now they're more, you know, obvious or more prevalent, then they are seeking outside help for sure. So we're there to help them with that.
So Megan, Homework Louisiana, I think, is a little unknown secret because I asked a couple of educators thinking they were going to give me some glowing reports, and they were like, wait, I'm not really familiar with it. So tell us a little bit, how long has this organization been around, and then what subjects are available for tutoring?
So Homework Louisiana is powered by Tutor.com through the Princeton Review, and the state library has been paying for complete unfettered access for Louisiana citizens since 2010. So no matter where you're at in the state, library card, no library card, you can access Homework Louisiana and everything that comes with it for free. And we've been in operation since 2010. It's been really good. We've been kind of pushing it for a while through the public libraries. I'd say in the last 5 years, we've really made a stride to push it through the school systems as well.
Okay. And what subjects do you offer? I know, of course, the core, probably math, reading, arithmetic. Well, that is math, arithmetic. But what other subjects can they get help with? Physics, music?
There are 60-plus subjects, and really we call them the core subjects. English, ELA, math, science, and social studies. And then we have an other category, and they can get as specific as geomorphology, all the way to college math, all the way to kindergarten spelling words. Any subject you really have. And if they don't have it listed, you can request it, and they can usually find you a tutor who can help you.
And if you'll just back up a second, ELA, I always like to have us talk about those acronyms for any listener that may not be familiar with what that means.
English Language Arts.
There you go. All right, so all these subjects, and what was the one you said?
Geomorphology.
Okay, I'm going to need some tutoring on just what
I'm a librarian. I can help you get the information, but I probably can't teach you. So,
So I know that you said it's virtual, but then we're talking about the library. So are any services at all in person, or is everything strictly online?
It is strictly online, but you can access the services in your public library as well.
Okay. And you mentioned it's free. We like free. So that is awesome. So that means every student can afford to take advantage of this. And so what does a student need to do to be able to access this service?
They can access it through their public library website. They can access it through our state library website, or they can just Google it and it'll come up. And then you're asked to create a free account just so you can keep track of the lessons and stuff that you've done with tutors. And then once you create that free account, you're good to go.
And can any student do it? Do they need parental permission to be able to access an account?
I always believe kids should probably get parental permission before they get online. But if they're unable to get that kind of permission, they don't need to have it.
Okay, great. And so let's talk about the lessons themselves. So a student signs on and they need some help with homework. How long is an average lesson?
It can be as long as the student needs the help. The tutors will not end the lesson until they make sure that the student has the question answered and feels comfortable moving on.
Okay, so there are no time restraints. That is often. So then who are the instructors? If my student calls in and or they log in to be able to get help, who's behind the scenes?
It has to be somebody who has a degree in that field or has 10 plus years of experience, and they have to be newly out of the field, meaning let's say you were a scientist, but you haven't been a scientist in 50 years. You probably shouldn't be tutoring in that subject. And they do vet you. The company will sit in on randomly chosen lessons to make sure that the tutor's doing what they need to do to help the student.
Okay. So will the student be able to access the same online instructor? Let's say if I sign in today and they're working on me with a problem, but then tomorrow I find out, you know, I still need some more help. If I log back in, is it likely that I would be able to get that same instructor? Can I request that same instructor?
You can request that instructor. And if you realize you and the instructor have a good rapport and you want to work with them again, there is an option to favorite the instructor. So then you can communicate and say, hey, I'll be available at this time. Can you be available to help me with math? But the tutors don't have a set schedule like a 9-to-5.
Okay. And speaking of that, I believe you mentioned, what are the hours for Homework Louisiana?
The live tutoring is between 2 p.m. and midnight, 7 days a week. And then there are services where you can submit, like, let's say a math problem or an essay that you need help with, and then a tutor can pick it up, and that can be asynchronous back and forth communication.
Okay. What about students that have learning disabilities? Are there tutors behind the scene, or is there a particular, I guess, platform to help students that have any type of learning disability that may need a little more than just standard, oh, you know, just help me work through this problem. I just can't quite get it. There may be behind the learning curve.
There's not a different platform. Everybody would use the same platform, but there is an option where you can request somebody who has specialization in, let's say, dyslexia or maybe visual or auditory impairment learning, that they can get that a tutor who's more specialized in that to help them.
And so can you walk us through and maybe give us a visualization? If I log on and I want to do a math problem, what can I expect? What can a parent expect? What are we going to see? Is it just going to be a magical pencil that's doing the problem? Are they actually going to see their tutor? Is it going to be back and forth live communication? What, or is it going to be keyboarding? What can they expect?
Well, there's a lot of options. That's okay. Awesome. They have a whiteboard option where a teacher can draw out stuff or make shapes. There is kind of more of a typing back and forth where you can put your essay question and both synchronously work on it at the same time. There's a chat feature. There is audio that you can do back and forth. I believe they're trying to roll out a visual capability so you can see your tutor. I know there's been some privacy issues they've been worried about with that. But yeah, they can, there's all sorts of types of different communication that they can utilize.
So if I send a student to Homework Louisiana, how can I be assured that they're not just going to contact you to do their homework for them?
Your student probably might ask for them to do that, but that's part of the tutor agreement when they're hired by the company, is that that is technically academic dishonesty, and they are bound by their contract to end the session or to really encourage the student to take the more tutoring route rather than the answer route.
Awesome, because I just know that there might be one student out there that may think, hey, I'm going to call every day, get my homework. But now I want to talk about math. I mean, math is considered one of the most challenging subjects for most students. And you always hear modern parents refer to this term, new math. Is there really a new math? I mean, is there a difference between maybe, you know, the arithmetic that I used way back when, and we won't talk about when that actually was, and math that they're doing today? Can you maybe even give us some insight? What does that mean, new math?
So no, I definitely understand, and I do hear that on a regular, like daily basis from parents. New math is what they're referring to, is the new curriculum, that the standards that are set forth. They are different than they were before. Even when I was in college to be an educator, the way I was learning to teach math is different than it is now. So basically, at the core, the Common Core system, it's a set of standards that help students better comprehend the math, versus when we were growing up, it was like, memorize your facts, 2 times 2, 2 times 3, 2 times 4. Like, it was drill and kill. You know, it's just memorization, rote memorization. So now it's putting students in a place and educators in a place to teach those students how to break the concepts down. So if I look at a double digit problem, breaking it down into the place value of that digit and working it out that way. So doing like smaller problems, making the sense of it, comprehending it, and then putting it back together. So like, for instance, if you were going to do something multiplied times 12, you could say, oh, I could take 12 and break it down to 10 and 2. It's so much easier in your head to do that number times 10 and that number times 2 and then add it together. So things like that, and that's just a quick and easy example, but things like that, that's the new Common Core ways, is teaching them how to break things down into place value or different simpler problems to make more sense of it. So I feel like that it is, yes, it's different, because like I said, in our day, it was just rote memorization, and now it's really putting everyone in a place where we're going to be able to comprehend and make this a permanent math skill that we could build upon later. Because I always use the analogy of, you have a locker when you were in school. You had to memorize that locker to get in there, get your books, and get out. Do you remember that locker combination today?
Absolutely not.
So memorization can only take us so far. So the new way of doing it, I do see the struggles both for both sides. But honestly, the long term is going to be a bit better payout for our students than the short term.
And this is global, not something just specific to
Louisiana. It's national standards. Mm-hmm.
So tell us just a little bit about Mathnasium. I like how you said it's like we've do that one thing and we do it well made me think of Raising Cane's chicken. But tell us about math.
Mathnasium started back in 2002, 2003. Larry Markinek was the educator that started it all. He was he created the first 10,000 lessons or pages in our prescriptives. So he used his son as a guinea pig. After being an educator for over 40 years, he was like, I can reach students better. I could teach math in a way to help students make more sense of it. So he created, like I said, the first 10,000 or so lessons, pages in our lessons to help break it down, help students make more sense of what they're doing. And so that way they can build what we call number sense, just that value of what things are, especially with whole numbers, fractions, decimals. It's not just here's this decimals point. You need to understand, what's the place value of it? What makes sense of it? So he created that. In about 2005, they started franchising it. Once they had, several in California that they were running well, they're like, hey, let's go ahead and spread out and kind of spread the word, so to speak. And so now there's over 1,000 in worldwide. There's just a few here in Louisiana. But like I said, we've been in Louisiana since 2009. So the owner I work with opened the first center in 2009.
Let's talk a little bit about the student. Is there a specific age or grade in which students struggle the most with math?
Well, I was fine, and I told parents, honestly, that every student is different. Every student has those different places of the skills that they need to work on and the skills that they excel at. So our goal is to find out where those places are. But I would say generally most of the student bodies and the students that we've worked with have been in that upper elementary, fourth, fifth grade up through middle school. That's kind of where we see the most struggles. And as an educator, you can kind of think third, fourth grade is when the curriculum changes a little bit harder. And then going into sixth grade is another big transition, going into kind of learning to learn, I'm now applying and getting ready for high school. So that's a big transition we find a lot as well. And then just getting all that pre-algebra, pre-high school skills.
Are there any early indicators that parents should look for that would suggest that math just isn't their student's strong suit?
I mean, I think a lot of it is if the student is getting, if the parent's doing homework at home with them and they need way too much, I'm giving you the information, kind of I think you were talking about, I'm not going to do this. If you find that the student is saying, oh, I really don't understand this and I don't understand this, if they're not making that connection with it, if they're not really receptive to working through that material, then you probably want to go ahead and start talking with the teacher or talking with counselors at school, whatever you need to do to see where that breakdown might be. Because it could mean that tonight's homework, I don't understand the prerequisites to tonight's homework. And that's why it's kind of a struggle. And so unless parents can kind of see, you can't add these fractions with different denominators because you don't understand how to find common denominators or equivalent fractions or, least common multiples, then we probably need to get some extra help.
And so what grade, not just what grade levels, I guess, do you cover, but even subjects? Because, of course, today, especially in high school, because I know my daughter, she's doing dual enrollment math.
Oh, yes.
So that means she's doing a college math course. So are you able to help them even beyond 12th grade math? So what grades and what subjects are you able to cover?
So that is a great question. So right now, our core curriculum goes up through Algebra 2. We have had students that we've worked with that were doing pre-calc. Or like you said, the dual enrollment. We've had students that are doing courses at River Parish Community College, or we have one that's doing LSU course, which is great. I love that that our schools are starting to offer those opportunities. So it really just depends on the student. But as a core, our curriculum goes up through Algebra 2. We do, our education department is constantly updating and expanding upon our curriculum. But right now, we're 100% good to go through Algebra 2 at least.
And so unlike most subjects where you can just kind of create an answer, math, you have to be able to show your lesson. Yes. And so I know that you said that y'all were transitioning when COVID hit.
Yep.
Do you still do in-person? And do you find that one learning, platform is better than the other, in-person versus virtual, especially when it's such a technical learning skill and there's so much that they have to learn and be able to show?
Right. I mean, our online instruction is executed in a way that is very similar to in-person. We prefer in-person, and we always recommend that, especially to students that need that instant, I need that instant feedback. If they need it right away, it's easy for us when we're face-to-face with them to see, you can see that that those signals in their eyes and their body language, if they're really receiving it and making sure that they're understanding it and comprehending as you're going through. Online, though, we do offer face-to-face. The only difference is instead of like everyone being together, they're in their own room. They're virtually, I guess I should say, but we still have a camera so we can see each other. We have all the tools that to manipulate, but basically what we do, the easiest way to explain it is we take the material they would do in-center and digitalize it until it's like an edible document. So they could sit there and write, do notes, write their information on it. But we prefer in-center as much as possible, but by providing the face-to-face online, it's allowed us to reach outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I mean, it's allowed us to help those that just can't get the help in their state.
And I'll ask this actually to both in terms of the online sessions. I guess my mindset was that it would be individual, but do you both offer where you would do tutoring in a group session?
No, all of ours at Homework Louisiana is one-on-one for privacy concerns mostly.
Okay. Ours are all also one-on-one. Just because every student, when we work with them, we give them a unique learning plan tailored to what they need. We do like a thorough assessment to find out exactly what their learning plan needs to look like. So they have to get one-on-one.
So tell us a little bit about this testing and learning plan. How do you make that assessment?
So when we work with students and do the assessment process, we do verbal questions first because we want to figure out what are the areas they're really good at. What areas do we need to focus on to teach? But then also what strategies and tools are using? Like we talked earlier about new math. It's all about the strategies, like how are you working it through? How are you, getting that answer? So we work with them to see what areas we need to focus on, and then we give them a written assessment that best correlates to that material we need to highlight or work on or focus on. And then that way we can customize a plan, and we just prioritize it and work on it in a proper way that we're working on the skills that are going to be most helpful to what they're currently doing at school.
And so I know probably with Louisiana Homework is probably kind of a case by case, maybe one and you're done with an assignment, but it sounds like with Mathnasium, there's a plan. And so talk about maybe how long those plans generally take and then what is the cost associated with it in general?
Sure, no, absolutely. We usually keep students on average about 7 months at least. We do have students that stay longer. We have students that just need a couple months. It really just varies because we are so individualized on what each student needs. We also customize what we offer for each student. So we want to make it as just for them as possible. And it will vary, but I would say on average, most of our students stay about 7 months or so. And then the cost really varies once again, depending on how much they come in. So we do have regular memberships, which is kind of, two, three times a week, just kind of get in, get what you need help. You're going to see improvement in confidence. You're going to see help with homework, as well as catching up on things you're missing. But then we also have students that want to come every day because like, I have a D in math or I have an F in math. Like I really need to hit the ground running. I really need to improve this grade now. So I need to work with my homework more. And so those students will come more. But on average, basic membership is going to be anywhere from $345 to about $500. Once again, depending on how much work we want to do or need to do for schoolwork.
So let's talk about maybe specialized testing, ACT and SAT. Does either program, and I'll let Megan answer first, do you have any programs or teachers that will work with you specifically just to prepare for those exams?
Yes, we do. And we also provide specialized test materials and study materials for free for the students. But you can definitely find a tutor during the live tutor times to help you with those.
Yes, we have an ACT prep program that just focuses on the math.
Okay. And so with that, because I know with those testings, it's always score driven. Mm-hmm. And so on average, would you feel comfortable saying, okay, if a student comes to me or uses this particular platform and they follow the protocol, do the lessons well, they can expect to increase, let's say, 3 points, 4 points?
We never make guarantees like that because it is a free service. And also we know that some students come, like you said earlier, they might come for a specific problem or they might come repeatedly for long-term tutoring. So, I mean, it's comparing apples to oranges in that case. So
we usually tell our parents that with the ACT prep that we provide, they'll usually see at least a two-point growth in their math area.
Okay. Are there other things that you can use to measure success for students for your program?
Well, at Mathnasium, we do a lot of checkpoints to make sure our students are progressing through their program. So in their customized plan, we do like what we call mastery checks. They're just like little checkups, like little mini quizzes, if you will, at the end of every lesson that we teach to make sure that they have grasped that information, they've mastered it, and they're ready to move on. And then we do our formal assessment. Like I said in the beginning, we'll do the formal assessment about every 2 to 3 months just to make sure their overall progress is still growing. And then with homework, just to gauge that, we stay in communication as much as possible with the teachers and the educators in the classroom so that we can make sure that we are focused on the correct skills while they're there. And so we can help them in that area as well.
And so I'll ask that to Megan, since you kind of touched on that. Does Louisiana Homework, do they ever partner with the teachers, talk with the teachers? It's basically maybe if working with a specific student, you know, to be able to talk with the teacher saying, hey, this is what we're working on, this is what the problem is, or is it strictly independent work with the student?
For us, it's strictly independent work with the student because we are open to a variety of different schools and stuff. We don't really want to ever pigeonhole anything with those type of requirements. But I'm sure there's always a first time for everything, so I'm sure a student, a teacher, and maybe a particular tutor could work together to come up with something.
Any success stories either of you care to share with us about any students, obviously not using any names, where you maybe you've seen them come to you for tutoring and it almost looked hopeless and now they're graduating at the top of their class?
We get parents and public librarians all the time telling us about people who they had referred to the service who come back later and are just so grateful for grades going up or some of the adult services Homework Louisiana offers. They got jobs. They got great resumes. Kids whose ACT tests went up once they got tutors and got help. It's just, we hear it regularly, and it's very nice to hear when somebody, even if just helps one person, I think we're doing a good job then.
Absolutely. At Mathnasium, we get regular feedback from our parents as far as how things are going. Like, we always stay in contact and open communication with our parents to make sure the students are getting what they need and making sure, once again, talking with the teacher to see, you know, if there are any other areas we need to focus on and make sure that the grades are, you know, the teacher's seeing it there. Like, how is the performance going? But as far as, like, success stories, there are so many. But I can think of one person in particular that came to us in third grade, and she was struggling. She was behind. Really couldn't, at that point, we were doing addition subtraction strategies because she was so far behind. And then over the years, she just kind of grew and grew and grew. And to this day, she is still with us because her parents love the program so much, just kept her in. And she is now making A's. Like, all her high school has been great. She's a junior now. And we were participating in all her little, she does like the little nursing program at school, and we'll go, you know, go to her award ceremonies, stuff like that. So it's great to really see that impact with the students. I mean, you know, on a regular basis, we'll see kids have that aha moment where they're just like, that makes so much more sense. And having those little moments really helps the student as much as it helps our instructors to know that they're doing the right thing. Because it's really going to build upon, you know, more success, more confidence, and really help that student succeed. So,
well, this is a lot of good information. So I want each of you to kind of end on this note, maybe talk about, again, how students can find you. And even if, you know, is it available during the holidays, during the summer, during the weekend? You know, is there any time that they would not be able to access you? And then just any final thoughts for any parents, educators, or even students that are listening, what's the most important thing that you want them to take away from this podcast?
Oh, me first? Okay. So, at Mathnasium, we're open, like I said, year-round, and we always help students after school and on weekends. Like, we're open 6 days a week, so we're very accessible. And then over the summer, we increase our hours a little bit into the daytime to kind of get them in, get them earlier so they can enjoy their summers. But at Mathnasium, our motto is we want math to make sense. So if I had information I wanted parents to know, just they could go to mathnasium.com and they can type in their zip code. It'll show them the closest one to them. And like I said, our Mathnasium does in-person as well as online. So if they can't get to us on a regular basis, we've even done hybrid where it's like, hey, during the week, I just can't get there. Can we do online, live online instruction? And then on the Saturday or Sunday, we'll come in. Yeah, absolutely. Whatever works for you, we will meet you where you're at. We totally customize it based on what your needs are. Our goal is to help students where they're at, get them caught up our head, because we do have students that are like above level 2. We're for everybody. And we just want math to make sense. It should be fun and it should make sense. It shouldn't be frustrating. So I would tell parents, if you are seeing your child crying at homework or just getting frustrated and not cooperating, like, if you really need someone else to help, we can help. We could take that burden off of you and help with homework.
So you're saying you can make everybody understand a new math. And with yes. that, I'll let Megan make the final comment.
Homework Louisiana is available online. Like I said, 7 days a week, 2 p.m. to 12 for 12 a.m. for live tutoring sessions. I believe we are closed a handful of the federal holidays, but it is open 7 days a week. Yeah. And the asynchronous tutoring where you can drop off questions or essays or look through resources, that's available 24/7, 365. And I really recommend parents jump on it. I mean, there is help from anywhere from your kindergartner to your college student. And even if you're an adult learner going back to college or trying to do civil service tests or, you know, get your high set or just anything, there are those resources available for every single person in your family. It's never too late to get some help and sharpen up some education skills.
Well, thank you, ladies. I think this was extremely awesome. I know that there are a lot of parents, even teachers, as well as students that did not know that these services were available. We're at the start of the school year, so now they can go ahead and get the resources they need so that they can excel to their highest capabilities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You should always contact your child's teacher or school directly to find out what tutoring services or resources are available. But here are a couple of additional tips that can help your students with their academics. Every student should have a buddy or a friend in every subject that they can contact to gain access for missed assignments, class notes, or just help with projects. Teachers are willing to help, but students have to ask for it. If you have a student that's struggling and they need help from the teacher, make sure they contact the teacher and let them know. Teachers want their students to succeed because that's success for them. Cramming seldom works. If you think your student needs help with schoolwork, seek assistance early and as often as necessary. And finally, check out neighborsfcu.org/financial education to learn more on how to use the money you have, make the money you need, and save the money you want.